Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah. Try my real American beer, brother.
Okay, Vraves is the man.
Vraves is the man. You feel a little bit better, don't you?
I admittedly feel much better yesterday. Curran already had me feeling better. And what? Wolf pack?
I don't think we're going to be hearing that much this year.
Less of a pack.
No, just that's a lone wolf.
He's
and then
alone.
Mike Vrabel.
He's a lone wolf.
He's like, why don't you...
He's not the alpha wolf.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be the alpha.
He's like, hey, Elliot, why don't you...
That's Elliot Wolf.
Why don't you take all the prospects and put them in alphabetical order for me? Why don't you do that? That's kind of what's going to happen. And then Vrabel will go in there and pick his guy. That's at least how I'm looking at it.
Yeah. Now, am I still worried about Elliot Wolf, you know, the cockroach surviving? Am I still worried about that? And like I said, in 4 or 5 years, you know, can he get carve out some power? Sure. Him surviving, I still think is a bad sign and has the potential for impacting power dynamics. But it sounds like immediately Vrabel's going to have power. Good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Schefter says Vrabel's the man. Curran, and again, we'll play that for you coming up with us yesterday. If you missed any of it, Odyssey
all about
app,
it.
And on YouTube, Vrabel's going to be the guy. Okay, good. So now Vrabel's the guy, and now you need an offensive coordinator, I think is the next biggest decision, to maximize Drake May. Vrabel is the coach. Vrabel is in charge of personnel. Those were the two biggest moves. Coach, personnel guy. Check, check. Now it's OC. Where does it stand? Who do you want? What's ideal? How significant of a hire? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Who's the ideal candidate, Keith?
I kind of like, I love Tanner Engstrom. I don't think it's going to happen. So he's the passing game coordinator for the Detroit Lions. So my guess is he'll just be promoted once Ben Johnson takes a job. But there is a scenario where Ben Johnson maybe doesn't like any of the jobs. And maybe he stays. Still a young guy. Maybe he loves the Detroit offense. I'm sure he's getting paid well. Maybe he stays. And then Engstrom says, all right, I can stay too. Or do I get an opportunity to run my own offense somewhere? So I would be a big fan of that. I also... don't mind the idea of Dave Ragone, which was a guy that got brought up by Mike Reese.
Admittedly, not on my radar until yesterday. But when Reese gives you a trimmed down list, I go, okay, well, there's meaning behind this. Now, one of the names on there was Tommy Reese, who immediately was elevated in Cleveland as now their offensive coordinator. But I think Reese has insight to the short list, and that name jumped out to me. Yeah.
Quarterbacks coach for the Rams, and that's where I'm looking to grab coach offensive coaches from, you know, who worked with Sean McVay, who worked with Ben Johnson, who worked with Kyle Shanahan, who worked with Matt LaFleur, who worked with Mike McDaniel. Like, that's sort of the new wave of this. I think if you give one of those guys to Drake May, potentially sky's the limit. So I would look in that kind of wheelhouse. You know, Nick Cayley's name gotten brought up. I don't know if he would want to come back or the way negotiations went last year, if even they would want him, but he has spent a couple of years now with the Rams. So those are some of the guys that sort of jump out to me. I don't want to go to the Cleveland Browns. I don't want to go to the New York Giants. I don't want to go to some of these other failed offenses.
Well, that's where all of Rabel's guys are.
Correct.
All of Rabel's guys are with the Giants and the Browns, it seems.
So do you think Mike LaFleur would... Mike LaFleur is the offensive coordinator.
Is he the Niners?
The Rams.
Oh, he's with the Rams.
So he's the
Rams. Did he come from the Niners? Doesn't matter.
Maybe. I mean, they're all incestuous. They're probably all on that Redskins staff. Every year they put up that graphic of all those guys that were on the Redskins staff, and they let them all get away. Like Kyle Shanahan, Mike McDaniel, Matt LaFleur. So maybe Mike LaFleur was there. But like being the offensive coordinator with the Rams is great, and you're going to get like a good look. And maybe he has aspirations to be a head coach. I don't know. But Sean McVay gets all the credit. Sean McVay calls the plays. So even though the title would be a lateral move, now you're like the play caller.
Yeah, who moved last year? Was it Zach Robinson? Was he technically the offensive coordinator with the Rams? And he still took a job elsewhere because he could be a play caller, I thought. Maybe he's the quarterback's coach. I'd have to look at the whole masthead.
Yeah.
Are you worried at all about, and in the case of Engstrom and Ragone, this would be the case for both, it's a check mark in Josh McDaniels' favor, or a guy who also was on Reese's shortlist, Tim Kelly, who called plays for Vrabel at the end in Tennessee. Are you worried at all about a first-time play caller?
No. I think if they were in the right spot, I'm less worried about it, especially because you have the veteran head coach. I think that guy provides so much more stability to the whole organization, so it's not too many people in a first-year spot. You know, we got some pushback yesterday saying, you know, you guys want a first-year guy. Like, what, wasn't that the problem last year with everybody? It's like, yeah, you had a first-year D coordinator, first-year head coach, and essentially a first-year play caller. And I know he did it in, like, the 90s, but it had been a while for...
Right. Van Pelt,
early 2000s.
Van Pelt was a first-time
play caller. It was a long time. Yeah. So I think they had a hard time, like, leaning on each other, whereas now if you have Mike Vrabel, who's very confident in when to go for it, when not to go for it, maybe a suggestion here or there, I'll take my shot on the upstart guy. Real quick, Rams offensive coordinator history.
Yep.
When Sean McVay got there, you had Matt LaFleur in 17, then Kevin O'Connell for a couple years, then Liam Cohen, and then Mike LaFleur. So Zach Robinson, I guess, must have been like pass game coordinator or QB coach.
So those were the – give me the list again.
Matt LaFleur, Kevin O'Connell.
Matt LaFleur is now – in Green Bay?
The head coach of the Packers.
That's what I'm saying. I get Matt and Mike mixed up. So that's a win.
He was in 2017.
Kevin O'Connell?
Yep.
Win.
Liam Cohen?
I think win, but we'll have to see if he's head coach material.
And Mike LaFleur. Yes, sir. Like, not bad, right?
No, not bad
at
all.
Do you like that better? Or Matt Patricia, Joe Judge, Bill O'Brien, Alex Van Pelt?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good tree right there.
And so, look. McDaniels has a few things going for him. There's familiarity. He's not going anywhere. He's a veteran. But I'm
like high-ish floor, you could look at it, where you're like, the guy's never done it. Like, there's no concern about that.
I guess. I don't love starting Drake May over again at square one. Like, now, time to relearn the language and relearn the offense. And I don't want to overstate that because I think people complicate football.
Yeah,
and Drake, my favorite answer from Drake May last year is he's like, people try to make football complicated. It's really not.
That was a great line.
And so... I just think there is an element to him wasting his time starting over instead of accelerating and taking a step.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rather have somebody with similar lingo and a similar offense than starting over again at the ground level with McDaniels. But if you're going to do that to Drake May, now is the time. I'll at least acknowledge that. I think Ragone's interesting. He is a McVay guy. He has connections to Vrabel from 18 to 20 when he was in Tennessee. You brought this up. I was unaware of this. I just assumed based on the way that Reese wrote it, and I should have dug in further, I assumed he went right from his time with Vrabel to the Rams and McVay.
First year with the Rams.
He had 3 years with a Vrabel guy, Arthur Smith, in Atlanta. Arthur Smith called plays, but he was the offensive coordinator in title in Atlanta for those awful Arthur Smith years.
I don't know how much credit or blame or neither you would give to him there. Similar, like Alex Van Pelt from Cleveland.
He wasn't the play caller, but he gets some blame. I mean, he was there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess there's not a lot of credit to be had, but you know, 1 year they were middle of the pack, 2 years they weren't. They also had Matt Ryan, the corpse of Matt Ryan.
Not great.
Marcus Mariota,
who I'm pretty sure walked away from the team in the middle of the season 1 year.
And Desmond Ritter. There's not a great deal to work with there, you know, so there is that. And it's not a perfect candidate. If you want to hold that against them, you can. I mean, Alex Van Pelt came from Cleveland. He wasn't calling the plays. Stefanski was. Those offenses weren't exactly lighting it up. And the good years that they had, you know, Stefanski gets more credit than Van Pelt would.
Real quick, before we get to the phones on this, you can give us your ideal candidate, the level of urgency or importance, rather, with this hire, 617-779-7937.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You and I both heard Vrabel answer the question about McDaniels a certain way yesterday. He sounded very lukewarm.
Yeah.
You said your girl Courtney had a different read on that.
Friend of the show, Courtney Cox, thought it was a done deal, and he didn't want to give it away.
Which does make sense.
You can read it that way if you want.
Look, I didn't read
Rob
it that way.
Rob Gronkowski said your first call should be to Josh McDaniels.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to look at every possible candidate.
So you and I, and I think Greg and Wiggy viewed it like, all right, he's not trying to bury Josh McDaniels, trying to keep it open a candidate.
He knows Robert likes Josh McDaniels.
Yeah,
the layer I would add to that, where it's like, I'm not going to insult Robert for making me interview him.
Right.
But I don't want him. And he even said he's on a list, but it's a long list. He said that later on in the answer.
But also, there was a long list last year. You didn't get your first choice last year.
Fair.
And you ended up with Alex Van Pelt. So it makes no sense to bury him. I guess Courtney wants to think... he's not going to tell you that it's him, but if it is him, then he's maybe scrambling a little bit. So, I mean, maybe.
And in fairness to Courtney, I could see this playing out this way. They're under fire for their hiring process.
It's been a mess.
They're under fire for basically hiring everybody before they've done a search. Vrabel was a bag job. If Josh McDaniels looks like a bag job, that's not good for them. So I can see reading it that way. That's not how it sounded to me personally, but I don't think that's a bad theory. 617-779-7937. Our buddy Big Head Tony is up.
What's
hello,
up,
Tony.
Big Head?
Hey, I want to apologize for cussing last week.
Sorry.
With my head in the clouds, you know.
Yep. Not a problem, Tony.
But, never again. So I wrote, you know, a bunch of apologies. I wrote, I will not swear 420 times.
Good.
I took a little rock hammer, like from Shawshank, sat in my sandbox. I pounded sand.
Good.
Hours.
Smart,
you know,
beautiful.
To apologize. Anyways, Herman Boone and Bill Yost. Do you know those names?
Yes, the Remember the Titans coaches.
Oh.
Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Bring in Bill O'Brien. Pay him all the money. Partner him with our boy Vrabel and see what happens.
Okay.
Well, Big Head, I'll tell you what. They are very close friends.
Night.
They are very close friends. Bill O'Brien called in yesterday when Vrabel was on the Greg Hill Show.
I'll be honest. I was very entertained by that. All of a sudden, it was, where'd they say? Billy and Chestnut Hill was calling in.
Yeah, it's good.
And I was very entertained by Bill O'Brien calling in, I would say unprompted, maybe prompted for all I know.
No, he probably was listening
but
and called
I was,
in.
I
He's
going
to be on tomorrow, I think, with those guys.
I was entertained by that. It would be the inverse of how they worked together in Houston. Vrabel, if you don't know, was eventually, not to start, but eventually Bill O'Brien's defensive coordinator before he got the Texans job, or the Titans job, rather, the head coach job. He was O'Brien's coordinator, so it would be flipped, and there'd be some symmetry there. I wouldn't want that.
I got such a bad taste for him 2 years ago. I wouldn't want that at all. Let Bill develop BC into something. Hopefully that turns into a competitive team that we can kind of pay half attention to. I'd rather that. If it wasn't for him being so bad 2 years ago, let's say he was doing something else, or he started at BC earlier or whatever, maybe I'd be a little bit more open to the idea. If it was Bill O'Brien or Josh McDaniels, who'd you take? I think by the sound of it, Vrabel would take Bill O'Brien. I think he likes him more.
I think I would go O'Brien in that scenario. That's a close one, though.
I don't really want either one.
McDaniels is a better play caller, but at least there's a better relationship, it sounds, with O'Brien and Vrabel. I think I'd lean into that.
Yeah.
And it's the same offense.
Yeah. It's not ideal. Appreciate Big Head being upset about swearing.
He reprimanded himself. That's good.
Well, I thought he wanted the Remember the Titans coaches.
That's where I thought he was going to go.
They ran six plays, three to the left, three to the right, but they ran them perfect.
That sounds like Vrabel's offense.
Derrick Henry
like,
left, Derrick Henry right, maybe a little Derrick Henry up the middle.
Call him like what he wants to do.
It's like the Tecmo Bowl playbook. Is there another page? No.
No.
These are the pick one. There's one pass play. If you want to run it, run it.
Screen peeking must have been a real issue in that game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you got going on over
there?
And you call that play? Boom, sack.
It's like eventually.
Sack launch.
You ever played me in Madden, eventually, if QB Waggle was on the screen, I'm running the Waggle.
He's doing
it. It was like a dead
Michael
giveaway.
Michael Vick
screen.
Waggle, you're that guy? Like, oh, great, playing with Michael Vick again.
Cool, man.
Yep.
I thought, why did he even bring up the Remember the Titans coaches? Because I was stumped by that. When he said, do you know who they are? I said, no, you had the answer.
So, those guys had a lot of friction early, but then I think they became they respected each other quite a bit, maybe is what he's suggesting. Like, they ended up being good coaches together.
I get it.
Yeah. It's like two head coaches maybe is his point. Because he was head coach of the white school, head coach of the black school. They brought him together, and that's kind of what it was.
That was two head coaches. Yep. In fact, that's exactly what his subject line said. They need a head coach offense, head coach defense. Was effectively what Mayo tried to say last year about Van Pelt.
And then you got Ryan Gosling out there trying to play corner. Nightmare.
Quitting on the team.
Couldn't keep up. He couldn't keep up. Slow as
Where's
hell.
Sunshine?
Sunshine had a rocket for an arm. Sunshine was incredible. Ronnie Bass?
He was a Sunshine or Drake Bay.
Sunshine.
You'd go Sunshine?
Yeah. Sunshine's one of the better fictional athletes, I think, ever. Hmm. He was ridiculous. And it's what the team needed. Jerry Bertier, good linebacker. You know?
Uh-huh.
It was a good team. They ended up, did they win state?
I mean, they've won more than this team has recently. I can tell you that.
That was a senior year football team field trip. It came out in high school, that movie did.
Field trip to go watch the movie?
The whole squad went.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Packed
did
a bunch of
meat. Did you guys all wear your jerseys to the movie theater?
Yeah, probably. Jerseys on, maybe the pants too. Helmets.
A lot of popcorn bucket jokes, I'd imagine. That's the right age for that.
Guys, was it popcorn? Try my popcorn. Yeah, that's just a mess.
Same joke over and over again.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah. Thanks for the popcorn.
Yeah, no, I already fell for that.
Yeah, extra butter.
617-779-7937. Speaking of maximizing Drake May, maybe if he stuck around and wasn't on vacation, that would help him in year two. Let's get to that next.